After years of opposition from Republicans, Kansas legislators have reached a bipartisan deal with the governor to expand Medicaid. Here's Democratic Governor Laura Kelly speaking yesterday.
Compromise is hard, it's messy, and it's slow, but it is so worth it.
Jim McLean is a political reporter with the Kansas News Service and joins us from Topeka. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much.
And let's listen here to Jim Denning, the majority leader, who spoke at yesterday's press conference.
That's what governing is all about. Somebody has to lead, and we have to get the yes. We have to govern, and I think that's what this bill accomplishes, and I think it's proof in the pudding.
So we just heard the Democratic governor, the Republican majority leader. This is an issue that Kansas legislators have been dealing with for years now. The Democrats trying to expand Medicaid. They almost did in 2017, but were blocked by the Republican governor's veto. How did they manage to get it through this time?
Well, it was a torturous route, as you alluded to. As you said, they did. The legislature passed a Medicaid expansion bill in 2017. That's when the legislature changed because there was some pushback against then-Republican Governor Sam Brownback and his tax cuts. So they passed the expansion bill that year, but Governor Brownback vetoed it, and they fell a few votes short of overriding it that year. The big change came, of course, when Laura Kelly, a former state senator, was elected governor in 2018. She came into last year's session making Medicaid expansion one of her top priorities. And interestingly enough, that made it through the House, but it was blocked at the very end of the session in the Senate by none other than Senator Jim Denning.
So why did some Republicans obviously come around in the end?
Well, I think it's politics. Everything's connected, right? And I think that we're seeing in Kansas what we're seeing across the nation. There's a political transformation taking place in some of these suburban areas, which is where Senator Denning is from. His district is transitioning politically, and I think he saw the political handwriting on the wall and decided that he couldn't just continue to say no. And so he found a way to get to yes.
Those all-important suburbs getting a little bit bluer.
Absolutely.
How many people are going to be covered under the expansion if it is indeed signed into law?
Somewhere between 130,000 and 150,000 low-income Kansans. And importantly, you know, Medicaid traditionally covers children mainly and people with disabilities. But many of these people will be low-income adults. And one of the big problems with getting Medicaid expansion passed was that conservatives, Governor Brownback chiefly among them, didn't think that, quote-unquote, non-disabled adults who were capable of working should get taxpayer-subsidized health care.
When it comes to the taxpayer subsidy here, the federal government actually picks up 90% of the bill for the expansion. How is Kansas going to fund the other 10%?
Well, about $35 million here in Kansas would be the state's share of that cost, and they're going to impose a surcharge on hospitals, and the hospitals readily agree to that because they've been campaigning for expansion for many, many years.
Now, Jim, this is Kansas. It's a red state, but there are other red states like Wyoming, Oklahoma, also apparently moving toward Medicaid expansion.
Right.
Is this deal a sign that Republicans all across the country are starting to think that Medicaid expansion is the right move?
Perhaps, because the evidence is in, frankly, from all the states that have expanded Medicaid many, many years ago. And the evidence suggests that it does expand access to health care, of course, and it can be done without busting the budgets of states. And so given that evidence and the political transitions we just were talking about, Governor Kelly, as a matter of fact, won the governorship, winning only 10 counties in the state. And so I think those political transitions have a lot to do with it.
That is Jim McLean with the Kansas News Service in Topeka. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.